And it is Palm Sunday. Right? Palm Sunday. What were they used for? It was a common custom in many lands in the ancient Near East to cover in some way the path of someone thought worthy of the highest honor. The palm branch was a symbol of triumphal entry. It's also a symbol of victory of the faithful over the enemies of the soul. That goes way, way back. And it's a symbol of the victory of the war that is waged by the Spirit against the flesh. Well, how far back does it go? Let's take a look at a verse in the Old Testament, in the book of Zechariah. And it says, "Rejoice greatly, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey, even a donkey's colt." And then we read about it happening again, that this most worthy, Jesus, is coming into his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so we read it not only in the Old Testament, but let's read about it in the New Testament. In John 12, 13, and 14, they broke off palm branches and went out to meet him, and they cheered, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in God's name, yes, the King of Israel." Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, fulfilling prophecy. So we read about it. It was, it is, and it is to come. Have you ever heard that verse before? He was, he is, and he is to come. Well, this is the same thing. We read about it in the Old Testament. We see an actual fulfillment in the New Testament. And then it's prophesied of what's to come in Revelation. "I looked again. I saw a huge crowd, too huge to count. Everyone was there, all nations and tribes, all races and languages. And they were standing, dressed in white robes and waving palm branches, standing before the throne and the Lamb." I look forward to that day. Do you? When we will stand before the Lamb. That day is coming.